Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:31. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director this afternoon. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois State Senator James Meeks says he'll call off the school boycott he's organized in Chicago if state leaders support a plan to pump funding into key underperforming schools in the city. Meeks has been calling on Chicago public school students to skip the first day of classes next week to protest poor funding. He wants them to try to enroll in schools in the city's more affluent suburbs. But Meeks now says he'll drop those plans if Governor Al Blagojevich, House Speaker Michael Madigan, and Senate President Emil Jones agree to put $120 million into key schools in Chicago, the south suburbs, and downstate. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says Madigan has agreed to meet with Meeks but can't commit to spending. The governor and Jones haven't returned messages left to their offices seeking comment. It'll be a few more days before the Champaign School District releases its proposal to build new classrooms to meet terms of its consent decree. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says he wants to delay the announcement while he discusses the choice with other local governments. Tomlinson says there are no misgivings about the proposal and that it's been approved by the group representing plaintiffs in that consent decree. But he says he'll hold off announcing the proposal until he runs it by other local officials.
Anytime you're looking at a district this size, obviously you have different governments to be involved with. Obviously the city of Champaign is intimately involved with anything like that. The village of Savoy, village of Bonneville, the library district, everybody who deals with the government bodies are involved.
Under the consent decree aimed at achieving racial equity, the Unit 4 district has promised to build two new strands of grade school classrooms north of University Avenue. The school board was set to announce the site for the new classrooms after a closed session last night, but Tomlinson now says that announcement will come in the next 2 weeks. Tomlinson says the proposal has been chosen from three plans. One would add classrooms to both Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools. Another would build a new school north of I-74. And a third would make the new classrooms part of a new preschool through eighth grade school program at Stratton School and two adjacent school facilities on North Neal Street. The University of Illinois at Chicago is opening records from a nonprofit organization that Barack Obama served on. That's linked to former 60s radical William Ayers. Those records include 140 boxes of documents from a school reform group called the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, which Ayers was instrumental in starting and Obama chaired in the 1990s. Ayers teaches at UIC. He has a controversial past that some supporters of Republican John McCain want to highlight because of his past work with Obama. Several news organizations, including the Associated Press, began reviewing the records of the Chicago Annenberg Challenge yesterday. The group was awarded nearly $50 million by a foundation in the 90s to help reform city schools. Former Portland Trailblazer center Kevin Duckworth has died while visiting the Oregon coast to host a free basketball clinic. He was 44 years old. Duckworth was a native of the Chicago suburb of Harvey and played his college basketball at Eastern Illinois University. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office confirmed the death. Duckworth died Monday, but it's not clear what caused it. Duckworth was a starter for the Trailblazers in the late 80s and early 90s and a Western Conference All-Star in 89 and 1991. He retired from the NBA in 1997. The closed sign is up at Urbana's Crystal Lake Pool earlier than scheduled. Park District officials decided to call an early end to the swimming season at the pool because of safety concerns. Director Vicki May says inspectors were concerned about the possibility of an electrical accident.
With the age of the electrical equipment, particularly the grounding in an older facility, the potential for a shock or electrocution of either a patron or staff was pretty high if there were an electrical surge that was sufficient enough.
May says a consultant's report that suggested the electrical problems also found mechanical problems that had developed over the pool's 28-year existence. The site has held a pool for more than 80 years. May says the full report will be discussed at the Park District's next meeting, September 11th. She says the board will have to discuss Crystal Lake Pool's long-term future then, including whether the district needs a property tax increase to make the repairs or to renovate. Illinois delegates are enjoying the best seats in the House at this week's Democratic National Convention. From Denver, Robert Wildebor explains.
Karen from Virginia didn't want to tell me her name last night when I caught her sneaking a seat with the Illinois delegation.
I just had a feeling it would be the hottest section.
Much of that feeling was probably based on the fact that the Illinois delegation is seated front and center, just feet from the podium where the political stars are giving their speeches. But Illinois State Representative Barbara Flynn Curry, who actually is with the Illinois delegation, says the good seats bring some responsibility.
We have cheerleaders, so that periodically they give us placards and tell us when to wave them. Many of us have American flags, and we also get advice from the cheerleaders about exactly when we're supposed to wave them.
When the A-list celebrity politicians like Senator Ted Kennedy and Michelle Obama spoke last night, the aisles around the Illinois